Achav and Shabbos, I just saw it. A wild chiddush that came out from the previous sugya is like from the Rosh. What's that like? If somebody has a calf or an eglon pulling a wagon, what's the difference? And it's walking, it's just a rabbi and it damages. What's the halacha in that case?
Wagon damages or
the wagon? The wagon goes over something and breaks it. What's the halacha? It's a yachayim or not?
No, it's
a rabbi. I'm saying, yet they're not saying potter.
That's okay.
Shoot the rabbi,
yeah.
It's potter. Now, the Rosh says that if somebody leaves the deli lying around, and the chicken pulls it along, doesn't throw it. Have a look at the Rosh if you don't believe me. The Rosh said, I shall read it out loud and clear. What's the Rosh when you're pulling it?
It's it could be both. It's bread now and ask to be.
What's the Rosh say? The Rosh said of a Tanagil, it was the fifth lock of the Rosh told us. Tanagil, the Isne by them. Vehizik ter chinuchu, mishalem bal hadlil chetzi, or bal hatanagel chetzi. The bal hadlil has to pay half, and the bal hatanagel has to pay half. Viadiaduri, if he threw it, then mishalem bal hatanagel, yeah? And the bal hadlil, gimel chalom. So if he's putting it along,
what is Shishi talking about?
So you tell me what Shishi is talking about. And he says the Barad Lil would pay 50 and the Barad Taragoil would be paying 50. And if it's Adi Adriye, then the Barad Lil would pay 75% and the Barad Taragoil would pay 25%.
Right.
Why does the Barad Lil have to pay anything? Why not? Oh, well, give me a name. What's your kind of for? You mean it was also the
deal?
No, it damaged as it was good.
It's
high because of age. The Rosh is saying that if the Tanagel pulls along somebody's delil, they're high for age. So why am I crowing? Do you not have the same thing? The egg was putting the crowing. It's safe to believe this crowing is not have to. Belongs to somebody. And that person left the crowing in a place where the eglon is going to be pulling it. So, nachon, the eglon is regia. Of the crowing, you should be chai for esh. And if you have an eish around him, the bala egg, bala crowing, it should be chai.
Why isn't the eglon and the parent
owned
by the same person? Let's say it's owned by the same person. Why should that make it better? Let's say it's owned by the same person. Why should it be? If a chicken takes a delil, and then the balad lil was negligent for leaving that delil, he's ish. If a person leaves his wagon together with his animal, then you're not ish.
But it doesn't usually, because in both ways, he's going to pay the full damage.
Is that true?
Yeah, the regal, the
No, regularly, because regularly,
this isn't Rishus
Arab. This case of the Rosh wasn't, but it should be the same thing. A should make different. What would be in a case when it'd be in Rishus Arab? That would be a Moir de Ganav Gamina. It's not H. Why not H? The Rosh says it is. What's the difference between an Eglon, Meshech is Pekroy, or a Tanagel, Meshech is Midmel?
This is with the wagon. I have a question about this case. Is someone driving the wagon?
No, animals putting it.
It's just driven on its own. Did he have the person who's driving the wagon? I mean, he's.
That's what?
He ran over it. It's his tool. It's his.
Almost. The guy is the father, Gregor. Father, the father. They want to make it work. Let's just realize that. If we want to send the bottle, our question is, I have a bottle. The Rosh told us that in this exact case, right. Although the Rosh told me it's the opposite, true. And the Rosh told me it's owned by someone else, true. But the Rosh says the owner of the dilil is Eish.
So in the Shemarot, we would say that that is
the Chayim. Eish. Eish is not on
the Shemarot. It's like.
I'm asking. There you go. No, you don't just ask it. It's not one second. Why is the Baal of Lil Chai? Why is the Baal of Lil Chai? Give me a label. Eish is no difference between Eish and the Yav and Eish and the Rabbi.
Right. Eish, if a principal Eish comes through public domain and burns someone's
Ruach in Eish in Duraxa, in Eish and the Rabbi.
If it's a permissible ish, if one is allowed, let's say Hamkia, is allowed to be burning there. Yeah. Somebody walks by with some ishtal, right? Be popular, right?
But it wasn't permissible. Why is it occurring in a way where it cause damage?
It's not what it says, the crone will travel through the Israel. It's a permissible ish. Everyone accepts this crone is part of the animal, and everyone accepts it, it's important. Well, the person is negligent, the person will have material on form of this.
One of them that probably attached to the animal, which is the shubah to the animal.
It's I understand that, but you're also saying an interesting example. Since it's mutter for the animal to walk in a shizarabim and mutter to pull a wagon, you can't be chayav for each for such a thing.
That's an interesting idea. I was asking the person who owns the wagon, right? I could see like if you tell it was just something gets tangled up in the animal and the animal could wander in there and get tangled up. The horse or the donkey or whatever is pulling the shore that's pulling this wagon, that would just get tangled up in a pitch itself. It's not gonna, and it's very normal. But it's normal for people.
You tied into that to the line. Yeah.
So
the woman didn't should be high things. He tied up grace and that that's why you're not gonna cause damage. It's real material. This question we asked very similar. Remember I said I'm asking the chidudim. We asked very similar. Why every time we give an animal to walk in the streets, are you not chai because of ish? He left his legs in a place that's real foot so you all can go and cause damage. Should be high good age. So we said, no. We said,
It's normal. You can't stop now walking in.
That was not so. We said there might be age, but the Torah said they consider it regular. That's how we, the Nusuf was. It might be age, and Torah considered it regular. But Rosh here seems to be saying, you know, like in this case, we considered regular, but the Rosh was willing to say that the Baal Adlil, even though it's considered regular, the Baal Adlil would be chayav to the ish. That's why I'm not going to ask Gavay the wagon. So you have to say, Shmak Eteret. Don't know if it's true. And since this ish, just like regal, the reason why you're brought it is okay. So why haven't you got an ish that's okay? Why haven't you got an ish that's okay? That's what we're basically got. An ish that's okay. Would you be chayav? Yossi's dining, you wouldn't be chayav. An ish that's okay, an ish that's got a right to go in the shesarabim, is not going to be chayav.
What ish has a right to
go in the shesarabim? Egg Lomishet is the crane.
Only problem with that is that the Gemara itself is defining by Rashi Gomes. These cases of the saddle and all these cases are defined as.
Why could change? The Rosh told us that. What's your question?
I'm saying, based on the Rosh, we're trying to define something and give it a status called Ish.
The Rosh says so.
The Gemara itself, Rashi, telling us these are called, is looking, don't call it Ish.
That's the question.
It's a question.
We're not casting the Rosh. The Rosh does call it Ish. So, how does he let it go?
So, I think by the Rosh, also the only difference is that. I think David was trying to say it was saying that you have the bulk, the ish was the bulk, the bucket.
Uh-huh.
Then you got dragged along. So you have it's not that it's part, not the same as the animal, like it was there, Hakila, and it's normal. It was a damaging force, it was an ish to begin with.
What was the ish? The bucket.
The bucket.
If they ever double the same, he says himself in Mastery. Last week he said the back end is a tame enough thing, you can't do any harm. Are you changing mind? Okay.
Walking along with it, and it causes damage. It's red now.
The mission of the wind speaker. Yeah. So. Yeah. Like the
coronavirus. This is part of my animals. This is movement. But it has to be red. In this case, it was a self.
No, it was also talking about a person tied it to the chicken. Same.
But when the person left it out, the owner of the Dalia, it wasn't happening.
Never. Why is that better? Because Kilo is battered it to battered it to egg.
If somebody,
I go with Yossi's best statement. I have to be that's where I go.
If somebody had leaves a car running,
in
their property, and somehow it gets put into gear or whatever, and it starts, or you leave it left in gear and rolls from his bushes into the and drives and causes damage or sheep rubbing. Mm-hmm. Is that considered age?
Sure. Or if it's causing damage as it goes, it's ace. Yeah. So, listen, Yossi, you're saying a chiddush, and I'm going to accept it. I'm not going to use this shirt. I'm not going to use that.
It isn't weak.
Yeah. Yeah, was. Okay, that was the excitement.
We should just make you finish the Shabbos.
Yes, we had to share. I asked in the Shabbos table, I asked my kids, that maybe we discussed it in, I think it was an example we mentioned it. If somebody, or maybe we discussed this case, maybe that's why I mentioned it. If somebody is standing on the top of a lawn, takes one of these tires, we spoke about it. Tire, you know, one of these big black wheels?
It goes
on the cars, yeah? And he rolled it down the hill. And it landed at the bottom of the hill, and Kishon, and some car came and smashed into it. So the one who rolled the tires that they have to pay. I also had the Shabbos table, and my 11-year-old said, no, it's boy and it's possible Kaylee. Wow, he's just learning the second church on the way. Not bad. That's not bad, mostly. That's boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
The cars are clear. Very good. Okay, let's start a new sugya. And yet, Hashem, we're starting Shem with Siyat and Shmaya. And this studio of Shem, we have Shem made it nice for us. We have basically one daf of Shem, and then there's a nice, very nice studio of Zen and of Zer Chose, and then we go back to Shem again afterwards. Okay, so Hitzad Hashem Mu'edes. In which way is Hashem a mu'ed? We know already in Perek Aleph, the Mishnah told us that Shem is a mu'ed. In which way does it manifest itself? It's a mood. No. If it eats things which it's normal for it to eat. A behema moedes. A behema is a moedes. What's it normal for it to eat? Peiros v'irokos. So we saw already in the Yudzayinamad base, there's two parts of this Mishnah. The first one talking about chaya, and the second one talking about behema. First one talking about chaya to teach us that you're chayim, even though the Pasuk talks about behemos. Mishkirach is Be'iroi, which is a behemoth, it means also Chaya. How do you know it means Chayas as well? Anyone remember? How do you know when the Apostle talks about behemoth, it means a Chaya as well? Very good, yes. Tosis says Shabbos, and Rashi says you learn it from Pastor A. Fine, very good. Okay, that's all Chazar.
And then we
have Shiloh that we right? That's the Chazar. Huh? Why are we talking about Chaya? Yeah. So we saw that we're happy to talk about it both in Shen and in Regan. Well, that offers. There's a lot of Shen, lots of Regan. So you both
allophys. Did you not say that it's much the same?
There was one term to answer Rashi. Then the reason why Rashi wasn't bothered about the fact that Oifis is because Oifis and Behemoth are the same category. Chaya is different. That was to answer only to Rashi. Okay, fine, right. Ochel ksus, oikelim. Now, it's not normal for animals, unless they're moths, to eat clothes or to break kelim. Mishana Chatzi Nezek. You pay Chatzi Nezek. Why do you pay Chatzi Nezek? Mishuni. This is the side which we learned about in the previous Mishnah. Even if he's maybe not doing with Kamanos or Hazik, if it's Mishuna, you only pay Chatzi Nezek. This animal, when it eats the clothes, on Mukhak, he's doing it Kamanos or Hazik. Yeah, I'm stressing this point. On Mukhak, he's doing Kamanos or Hazik. And yet, you only pay Chatzi Nezek because it's Mishuna.
But he's not getting
Tanah, or does it smell?
I mean, like, it feels good in smell? I mean,
yeah, maybe, you know, he's eating some clothes. It's not
Tanah,
it's not.
Right, it's not Kamanah that it can't be shame.
Who says?
I don't know.
It can't be, if it's not Kamanah, it's not it can't be caring. So it's something.
But we know that things that are different, that if that's something that's not normal, it's not worth it for it to do, then it is false.
Oh, because of Mishuna.
Right?
Like Rashi said, Mishuna. That's what the point I'm saying. Mishnah is saying, Rashi's pointing out the reason why you're chayed. Katzinezek is because it's Mishuna.
Where do we learn this from?
They said in Mishnah, from the Mishnah, from the Zvav. Oh, what? Where do we know Shem Bechlal?
The Shire. Mishnah.
It's a Gemara. A Gemara in Zav. Dav Tezvav on the base. I call God the Ochal Imri. A dog that ate a sheep. Not normal for dogs to eat sheep. It's in the middle of the page. The Dvavim at base. If you put a finger at the top of the page. No, do it this way. Put a finger at the top of the Ahmed. The Dvavim at base. And a finger at the bottom of the Ahmed. Join them together. And you'll hear this. And you might be one line about it. You did it?
Tell
me about it. It's just there.
What do I mean
for a mission? Oh, hi, Kalba. Baby. That's the way to do it. This is what my rabbi told me. Hi, Kalba, the Ochel Imri. A dog that ate sheep. Mishuna, the Ochel Tanagur, and a cat. That a chicken. Mishuna, he. It's Mishuna. Veloy, my green on the ball.
And we don't love cats and chickens.
They don't eat them.
Same,
If you sit away for the end of the evening,
I've seen cats jump on dishes and eat them. Oh, yeah. Especially the cats
just then. Cat, what's a gadio? Right then. Also, Shulo. But also, the gadio. Shulo's a cat. And
the kid, the goat.
The kid, the goat, right. Okay, listen. Tosh
the source from the Torah.
One second. So, well, the Gemara says that Mishuna, whether you like it or not, the Gemara calls it Mishuna, and you therefore pay Chatzinezek. Well, they might be number bother. Since it's Chatzinezek, you can't claim it in bother. Says Rashi there. Rashi, first word in the line is Imri, Kvosim, Mishuna, Dein Darkon Mekach. I've been told on the Karen Mishalim Chatzinezek. As she says, it's a toldok. Toldok. So you're not going to find it in the Torah. It's a toldok. Toldok, Karen, something which you do Mishuna is included in the category of Karen.
But animals that chew up stuff besides food.
But we're going to learn as we go through Shem, we're going to see how the
Allah has. Animals that chew up clothes and stuff on
bigger places. Yeah, well, we'll learn. Okay, so back to where we're holding. If you test on the base, back to where we're holding. The Mishnah said that since it's Mishnah, Rashi told us that's
a shot. But if somebody had raised pet wolves.
Then let's leave that. Sure. Let's leave that. We've learned a bit. At the moment, we're just starting the Mishnah. Obviously, you can have thousands of shaitas. Not there yet. So, Ochlev Susa Kane, Mishnah, Chatzinet. Pramed Vamamurim, Mishnah, Nizik. This halacha that Shen is chayim. is in Rishus HaNizik. Of Rishus HaRabim, Poto, the Poto says, Ovi Yibis Te'achya, has to be Dafka in Rishus HaNizik. So Rishus HaRabim, you're Poto. So far, it's basically the same. I love the prayer by Regel. What do you understand? I haven't said anything yet.
I'm saying Rishus HaNizik only.
Right.
No question.
We're talking about Shem. Right? Shem and Regel.
No.
One second. Let's rush. Should we have a rush to see? You're right. Mishunah is a chiddush. Saying Mishunah seems to be a potent Shem throughout it. Rashi gonna ask. Let's see. Rashi. Ketzed Hashem lo edes. Rashi. Yeah? Meshani lecho meshani. Ketzed Hashem edes is the question. This was the way of learning. It's a different way in Daf Yud Zayin. It's all one long question. That was two ways to learn the Gemara. Okay, permission. Says Rashi. Vaksus v'keilim na'ri potter. You're not only potter for the role, you're potter even vaksus v'keilim. That's a chiddush. Mishunah. Why should it be potter? The Gemara finds what the Gemara is going to say why. Rashi doesn't want to tell us the things we don't need to know yet. Okay, so the Gemara is going to learn it, going to tell us why later.
I'm going to ask a question for David.
Well, for David, let David ask himself. You don't even know what David's thinking. The point is, last week is not what he's thinking this week.
So. The Rashi here says Mishunu.
Uh-huh.
And Tezayan, and Tezabov, we just read it, and he said it's Karen.
A Toldo Karen.
Yeah, why doesn't he say here that it's a Toldo Karen?
I don't think so. The Gemara there says Mishunu. And the Gemara and Rashi explained that Mishunu is a Toldo Karen, that's why he puts in there. He also, you have to ask there, then. David Diner and the Rashi told the same thing. That,
the cash is stronger because on test 12 he's subset.
Understand. Okay, fine. Yeah, I can understand why Dobby didn't ask that cash. But I made my mother. I'm just saying, oh, now here starts real the fireworks. Imnes, Mishalemes, Ma Shenes. Although we said that you're potter for Nes Voroshe in Shusha, Rabim, but if you don't know, Mishalemes, Ma Shenes, you do need to pay for I know what you benefited from. Right, then I will go ahead. Right, it benefited. So you have to pay for the benefit that you did. You had so
not for the damage that it caused.
Not for the damage it caused.
Right. So the damage it caused is part of Rishus HaRabim, but for the it doesn't matter where it happened.
Right. So that one we know that Shen is part of Rishus HaRabim is a misnomer, because you're part of for the hezek, but you have to pay for the hanah. Okay, now this is something which the Achronim discuss. Adam, the fact that you pay, why do you pay for hanah? Is it the type of mazik that you have to pay for, or is it no? It's a chayv. You had his money. You have to pay back the money. You took his money. You have to pay back the money that you benefited from. Is it that I'm trying to pay? It's like I'm a mazik of Karen. I'm a mazik of Shen, but which you don't pay the full thing, you only pay hanah. Or is it? No, it's nothing to do with the hezek. No hezek whatsoever. It's simply memoinigam. You've got my money inside your animal. You've got my money, so you have to pay back like a choyv. What is it? What's an afkemina? Tremendous afkemina. What's the din for mazik? A mazik who has to pay back. The din is sometimes you pay from the idis, sometimes you pay from the beninis, and sometimes you pay from the ziburis. It's a mishnah in Gittin, and it's okay. the parak begins on his own. Nizokin, shomelam beidis. Somebody who's a mazik has paid beidis. Beidis is the best land. The parak of three levels of land. Aleph, beis, and gimel. The levels of quality. I have to pay, without cash, and I want, and he's claiming for my land, I have to give him my best land. Beidis. Mazik is beidis. A choiv is the beinemis. And an isha is with the book. So his isha is with the book. You want to explain that really, even a choiv, even a loan, should be from Ziboris. So people wouldn't lend if they know they get this really cheap land back. Therefore, Chazal said, okay, we'll give the beinemis. Okay, so really, a mazik pays the idis, and a baal choiv is beinemis, and so his isha is Ziboris. Now, this thing, so an animal that went to et, it ate up, it devoured some of these fruit, Irish and Sarabim. Now, the owner of the fruit has the right to claim on him for the value of the benefit, at least, that you got. These were special, special tomatoes, organic. But the animal would have eaten straw instead. Hay, and the hay is much cheaper. But you might see, you would have had to pay for hay for the animal. So you have to pay me back for this hay. And he's paying me the hay. So can he claim that from the... It is, or only from Ziboris Abedis. What's the din? If he's a mazik, if the one that eats up the animal, eats up the fruit, is a mazik, that's a patron of Idis. If it's a stamomoi, then it pay from Ziboris or maybe Abedis. That's a shy. Menachas Chinuch and a few others, Paskin, it's a big read, big mockery, but that's a Menachas Chinuch, Paskin, it's Momin, it's not a mazik. You're not a mazik. Not a mazik. There's two things when a person damages or eats. A person eats, an animal eats. There's a mazik and there's a not. Two different things. Mazik is your pot, so your pot for being mazik, but it's the other not. So my money guy will get to pay the money.
So that's if it happens in Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. If it happens in Rosh Hashanah,
that's Rosh Hashanah.
Oh, excuse me. That's what happens in Rosh Hashanah. Now, what happens in Rosh Hashanah? Where it's both causing damage and getting hanam, is he only liable for one of those aspects? Or what's the liable for both?
That's the type of shayla. Unless you can come up with enough kumina, that's just theoretical, which drives us in that. It's
because of where the payment's going to come from.
It's definitely a mazik as well, so you definitely get it from the idiot.
Oh, right, but for that aspect, for the damage aspect of
it. Since you can anyway go to the field to get the mazik, because the Indians want the mazik, so what's enough for you? You've got a lower level as well.
If there's still like a residual
problem. You need enough for me. If you're going to ask such a question, you need enough for me. I'm going to tell you enough for me. His question is, in a case when you have a mazik, so he's also, and he also benefited from it. So there's really two chiyuvim. So why is he paying? Is he paying because of the mazik part or because also the bank benefit? So what's enough a minute? It's also
the benefit.
The anyway, have to pay for the damage. So the anyway, so what would be? It's sure as already trying to come up with enough minutes. Yeah. Why would it be benefits more than the damage it caused? Whatever that case would be. I'll tell you enough minute. Very, very interesting enough minute. What's a din? Chati show the et up susan kalim. And he had an offer. He had an offer. Something which is not normal for it to eat. Yeah, it could be bread, let's say. He ate up bread. Bread's not normal for cow animals to eat. He ate up bread, he had an offer. It's not normal. So how much would he pay? Then if she's a yokin for it. How much would he pay? Not normal. It wasn't normal. It's bread. It's not normal for it to eat. It's a type of food that doesn't eat. You pay chatzinezek. It's the Gemara they tell him.
Okay.
Pay chatzinezek. Okay. So it's mishuna. And the zelacha moide beknas is bottom. Right? Moide beknas is bottom. So this guy, the owner of the animal, quickly went and was moide my animal at up your bread, so I don't have to pay for you for the bread. But do I have to pay for that? No. Do I still need to pay for that? No. Maybe we can ask this bottle, but that's from the mazik. But do you have to pay for that? No. Maybe we can ask. Chatzi Nezek is a machlekes, but Chatzi Nezek is knosa, according to one opinion. Right? Chatzi Nezek is machlekes, Chatzi Nezek knosa moin. Ala tzad is knas. So if you go in your mida, and that's how the Rosh Paskins, Chatzi Nezek is knas. So since, if you go ahead and you are mida, you admit it, you don't need to pay. But like the Shor is saying, every mazik, also if there is a halal, is also the element of halal. So you would still need to pay the money of the halal. So mazik knas is part of the mazik. And somebody who eats shenim and shesurah is part of the mazik. No, you still have. Mamoy, you still have. Maybe you still need to pay. That's another nafkamina that comes out in this shayla. So says the Mishnah again. Oklok, susa, kelim. So we said, sorry. Im nemis. Mishalemes vashenemis, you have to pay what the hanor you have. Ketzal mishalemes vashenemis, how do you pay? In which act, not how, but tell me an example where the din is you pay mashenemis. So it says the Mishnah, offer me teicha rechava, mishalemes vashenemis. If rechava is the plaza, place which is like the merkaz mitzvahria, the big area where the animals can walk around. You pay what you had on law. Mitzide herchava. If it's mitzide herchava, mishalemes mashezika. You pay what damage. Consider herchava already is a side. It's a place that doesn't have a din of reshus harabim. It's a din of reshus hayochid. And there you have to pay mashezika. Why? Because now we have a steacher. Mipesach achanus. Mishalemes mashenenis. If you took it from the opening of the store, which is considered shusharabim still, you only pay mashenenis. Mishalemes mashes. Right? So we learned there's something called hanor and something called hezek. We understood that also when there's hezek, there's also an element of hanor there as well. Right? And Shua asked the question, so every time you're mazik and you pay nezik shalim, is it because of the ano, is it because of the mazik, or is it because of the ano you have? We said, what would be the nafkamina? I told you nafkamina. There is one other nafkamina. Shua said the nafkamina. What happens if the ano is greater than the hezik? It's kumat, not existing. But, it can be, it might not have it, but it can be b'chati nezik. What's the din? If an animal was mazik, mishune, and had more hanor than the chatzin nezik.
Especially the nezik, if you talk about when the rebbe was looking at the chakones, where you look at the entire field, the damage that was done to that little bit of field, and then he's only paying half of that as well, you can really come out to nothing.
Right. So there, very good. And that, we'll see in the shit of Kafala from Anani, but still comes there. He says, you would pay more than chatzin. If let's say the anon is 2/3 of the nezik, and the mazik was chatzin nezik, since anon is momoy, you pay for the momoy, even though it's more than the chatzin nezik. So that when we said that Karen is mishun and posher is only pays chatzin nezik, that's only if the chatzin nezik is higher than the anon. If the anon is higher than the chatzin nezik, you pay the anon. That's another chiddush which comes out. So says Rashi. Let's see Rashi. Mashenenis. Lav tashlumi ma'al yanim. It's not the full damages. It's always generally less than the full damages. I can't think of that in the head where you could have more than the thing, but anyway, it's not tashlumi ma'al yanim.
The amount of crowd. Ma'al yanim is called full damages? Or
proper. It's a ma'al yanim from the word proper. Aliyah. No. Ma'aliyah means is a good way of paying, and it's not a full payment, right?
What does that mean?
Because you don't pay the full damage you did. You only pay that off. The animal damaged organic tomatoes, which cost 15 shekel a kilo, and you don't need to pay the 15 shekel. You only have to pay only what the hanor was, which is something like a shekel and a half. That's all they have to do.
Well, why does Rashi avoid using language of transition?
It's a lot of different models. It's coming up. It's cursing the Gemara.
Well, also, Malir doesn't have to do with where the land is, but it's like a higher value of the land versus the lower.
Huh? Say again?
Yeah, different properties that you can take from.
No, that's to do with Indians divorce base. Now, here, Rashi doesn't mean that. It means to say that was an Achimir Bissad. Rashi means it. It means this payment is not the primary pay. It's a lower level of
payment.
Yeah. You don't pay the full damage, you only pay part of the damage.
Right.
Okay, now here you are. I have to, as we go through the circuit, I have an answer to that one. Metzidr Achoyv Mishalem is Masha Ziko. If he took from the side of the Achoyv, he pays Hezek. The Drashi, Kedin came Tam Chatinezek. Kedin came Tam Chatinezek, Umun Nezek Chad. Here, Rashi tells us a chiddush on Dina of Sidir Yechova, which again we have to wait for Dafkap Aleph. Sidir Yechova, that is Mishuna, and you pay Chatinezek.
Like that?
That's like it. I look at Dafkap Aleph on the Aleph, there's a picture there for us. Which talks about it. It depends. And that is it Dafka in case you turn his head or not. You can have that. And yet, Hashem, all these grotin are going to be explained as we go through the sugya. It's a big sugya, yes. We're going to cover it all in yet. Okay, that's that. I think you haven't started the Gemara yet. Am I right? No. Okay, so that's that you started the Gemara. I just want to tell you something in Derech Leibowitz, which is important, that sometimes you can be learning things, and only after time will find the answer to what we're learning. And it doesn't mean that since we don't have an answer, that we don't have to learn and finish. Oh, sometimes you have to learn, so it is big, you have to learn a number of things, and then you can have it. A dogma is what we learned last week, as a very geschmack in the dogma. Imagine if we were learning the sugya from the base on, we would have come to the Rosh. The Rosh told us that Tzoris pay. Shows this together with Eish, the Baal of Lil pays three quarters and the Baal of Shoes pays a quarter. I would have no idea why it should be that way. Until we get up in death, oh, we'd have a pshat based on Tamil, which we learned the other way around, so we had a pshat. But the dogma, that was the dogma, sometimes you can be learning things, doesn't mean that we know the answers yet. As we learn from the sugars, we will understand it. Now, one example of that was something which we learned in the Rosh on about 2 weeks ago. The Rosh said a line, I just say it. And just on Shabbos, I found an answer to Shabbat, based on what we're learning now. The Rosh told us, there was a discussion if an animal was matized in a chotza anizik. He did a shinui in a chotza anizik. Did shinui and kicked up stories. So what's our law if it did shin and keep that tzoris? What's our law in chotzan nizik? Well, it's tzoris. So shin and tzoris. We had the shayla. Maybe it's rivia. There's something to rivia. So the Rosh said, itofas magvina le'rivia nizik. If it was tofas it, if it grabbed it, if the owner grabbed it, then you would pay the court of the nezik. And we didn't understand why they had to grab it. Right? You're vane chayiv revi a nezik. Maybe you're chayiv etzi nezik, but definitely court of a nezik. So why did the owner, the one that got damaged, why did the nezik have to grab hold of some property of the mazik in order to claim his court? Court is definitely chayiv to pay. That was a case which we had then.
He wants to maximize
his pay. He only got a quarter. If he grabbed a quarter, we would give it to him. It doesn't say he grabbed a half. If he grabbed a quarter, we would give it to
him.
That's the loss. No. Eat top us. Okay, but why do you have to be tefus? That's my question. He is chayiv. He wanted to change the burden of the group to the other. That's what the Rosh said. My depreciation is called Tegel, the Tobas Mapkinam in it. If you grab, you don't get it. So, why? We didn't understand why in that case. So, the Tidr should say it. Where it's suddenly higher because of Tzreis. You have a shiny bits of Shinri. So, you've got maximum quarter. Why did it have to be you grabbed hold of it, not the pit? That was a cash if we had. And we learned it then. And I said, don't know. And we read Vite. Yes,
I think you read it that way. I
read that you grab
the whole animal, expecting to get half, and
telling
us that no, the maximum
giver is only
quarter.
No, it's not what I said. If you grab all the whole thing,
grab the whole animal.
Okay. Not green on the Rivian Ezek. Not like only Rivian Ezek. Okay, that's how you want to read it. Eat Tobas. You only give him a quarter. That's not how the Rosh said it. That's, if Riyasi was rewriting the Rosh, he would have said this. Even had he grabbed all of it, my green and lay, you only give him a quarter. That's not how the Rosh said it. That doesn't say that. It says everything in the positive. If he grabs all of it, he gets a quarter. Okay? Yeah.
Yeah, but
then
he
didn't have to say that. Because if he grabbed all of it, he gets a quarter. We had the Shaila one that to say, if he grabbed all of it, he gets a quarter. And the answer is going to be, him yet to show. In our sugya, in Rashi, as we go through the sugya now, you're going to find the answer why the Rosh said you have to grab hold of the quarter. Okay, so that's a dogma for something which sometimes we need to learn more in order to understand it. Rashi, you're actually going to answer us why not to do. Okay, I wish you all a good day. I want you to prepare the for anyway. So we'll continue on Tuesday. Actually, it's tiniest, but to give us kayak, we'll be able to have kayak. Some people need coffee. But the good thing is, we really need the coffee. Time starts in 5-ish or so. So you can have a coffee beforehand. Okay, have a good day.
Thank you.
Be well. Go to the.